Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
Welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our very special guest, Rico Cavelia. Rico is America's healthy aging trainer, creator of the Ageless Living Lifestyle, the Vitality for Life Training System, the Be Bold, Never Be Old Online Wellness Club, and the new Fearless Aging Podcast. He is the author of 17 books and training programs and has been teaching and living the Ageless Living Lifestyle for over 20 years. It's a complete mind-body spiritual wellness system, proven strategies that he believes give most everyone the best opportunity to avoid disease, old age, and to get and stay healthy, fit, energetic, and vital for life, so that you will never be old at any age. Rico's chronological age is 76, but his fitness and energy age is 35, so he knows how this works. And we are so excited to have you here, Rico. We're looking forward to finding out how this works for all of us. So thank you for being here on the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, Emerald. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Rico, you are so clear about what you are here to do. And clarity is one of the marks of a man on purpose, in my opinion. So I would like to know how it was that you knew what it was that you wanted to change and create in the world. How was it that you got so clear? What's the backstory? What was the kind of inspiration that invited you to step into this role?
Okay. Well, first of all, I just actually kind of just fell into becoming a personal trainer and a health coach. When I moved to San Diego in 1980, I was looking for something else to do. And I just happened to meet one of the very first like modern personal trainers, and he needed some help, and he invited me to work with him. And we opened up one of the very first, I think it was the first modern personal training studio here in San Diego. And then from there, as I began to learn, you know, all the benefits of getting fit and then getting into eating healthy, you know, good nutrition and make sure you're getting all the rest, and then learning about mindset and psychology and all these things, how much, you know, it really elevated my life and how we could help so many other people. You know, then I just was, you know, totally hooked on that. I could see that this is my purpose. But then in the late 90s, when I found out that science was telling us that our genetic potential is to actually stay healthy to at least 125. So our lifespan should be 125. But yet we know that our life expectancy in America is only around 80, right? So when I found that out, I go, wait a minute now, you know, I want to live to at least 125, and I want to stay healthy, and I want to help other people to do the same. So I began to investigate, you know, to see what is the real reason most people are getting old and sick and dying too young. And we know it's primarily lifestyle. You know, even the conservative AMA, American Medical Association, will now say that up to 80% of all degenerative diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, which are killing most people, making most people old, are preventable with a healthy lifestyle. And we know that our genes only play a small role, really, in how long we're going to live and how healthy we're going to be. So that's then really became my purpose. You know, I said, I'm going to learn all I can, and I'm going to try to develop the healthiest lifestyle as possible. And not only the healthiest lifestyle, but one that really is gets us on purpose. You know, so we're really living at our highest level. So we have the energy and the good health to be able to be successful in every aspect of our life. And so that's how I really found my purpose. And I said, I want to develop a lifestyle that I can help other people, that we can live a much more healthy, energetic, long, joyful, productive, successful life.
Beautiful. Well, you know, Rico, I think that what I'm hearing from you is not only did you kind of have your own clear moment of awakening and understanding, and you made a decision, you literally chose, right, to say yes to this calling. But it also, I'm hearing a lot of courage there. So I want to take this in two parts. The first thing I want to do is I want to ask you about choosing, because I'm sure there, I don't know what your backstory is, what you did before you were doing personal training, but I know that you had to make a choice to devote yourself and to commit yourself to this path. So can you talk a little bit about making choices? Because I also believe making choices is part of creating lifestyle change. You know, I'm sure you're asking the people that you work with to make powerful choices. So can you talk about your choice making process and you know, really where you were at when you chose to take on lifestyle change so that people can be bold and never be old?
Okay. Well, yeah, that's an excellent question. And it's no question that, you know, our life is totally an accumulation of our choices, isn't it? Because that's the great thing about, you know, even though it's so challenging to be a human being, isn't it? It's very challenging, but we have free will and we can choose. Even though I believe that, you know, we're all part of the whole and we're all actually eternal spiritual beings, but we are here with this human body for a while. And we're here for a purpose. We are definitely here for a purpose. And that's really our first purpose, is to discover what our purpose is. And again, those are all, again, it's about making the choices to realize that, hey, you know, I'm here, I have this body, I have this life, I'm going to do the best I possibly can and find out how not only can I, you know, enjoy this life, but how I can make it better for other people around. So it's all about choices. And so I would say, actually, I don't have a good story around that one, because like I say, when I started getting into, you know, training and getting in really good shape, and you know, how much better you feel and you look, and it's just, I mean, it's like there wasn't really any choice. I said, this is the best way to live. And then I began to realize, you know, how I can change other people's lives, and then I realized that it's so important to make the choice to make what I feel is the foundation for everything else in our life, is to have a healthy, energetic body. And I feel our body is our gift. And so we should take the very best possible care of it, easy. So that's a choice we need to make, is realize that, first of all, you need to build that foundation so you will be energetic and healthy. And so and you know what I came up with now, Emerald, is really why I do this as well now, is because, you know, so as we age, we gain wisdom and knowledge, right?
Yes.
But unfortunately, so many people are getting old and sick, and all they're doing is dealing with their health instead of being able to give their knowledge and wisdom. And we all know we're facing some monumental challenges here as humanity, right? So it's my feeling that we need more people to stay healthy and energetic as they age, so they can give back their wisdom and knowledge, and, you know, to younger people, and to help, you know, come up with the solutions that we need to come up with, so we can you know, really begin to create peace and prosperity for all of humanity.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Rico. And I just want to dive a little bit deeper into that. When you got into personal training, well, what was happening in your life before you got into personal training that inspired you to make that choice back then?
Okay. Well, I do have some stories of inspiration and how I need to change as I got into it. But I have to say, you know, when I interview most people too about how they get into being a naturopathic doctor, well, they all had some disease, you know, some illness or something. So I didn't have that. I've been very fortunate. You know, I was an athlete and I've always been in pretty good shape and trim and lean and healthy. And I had a traveling art show business for about 10 years. I had my own group of artists, and we'd travel around, and not the artists, but we did, my friend and I, and we'd travel all around the United States and set up art shows. So I just came to San Diego, just burnt out from traveling so much, just looking for something new to do. And fortunately, I guess, well, not, you know, everything happens for a reason, right? So that was my destiny, to meet this person and really to learn what my purpose was and how I could make a difference in the world.
Beautiful. Well, hear that you were burned out, though. So, you know, burnout, maybe burnout was the thing that caused you to make the choice. So
Awesome. That's a good choice.
Yeah. So let's talk about courage, Rico, because, you know, one of the things that I know that you're doing with your body of work is you're actually taking a stand in the world to help people not only overcome disease, but also to overcome this programming that we've received for years. Both, you know, through television and movie programming, but also like this cultural programming we've received that, you know, you get to a certain point and then you start to decline. So it takes a lot of courage to stand in the face of that and say, yeah, that may be what you're doing, but that's not what I'm doing. So I'd love to hear about what it is that you do to really exercise your courage muscle to keep taking that stand and to keep being the model for ageless living.
That's so good. Yes. Well, you're exactly right. It does take courage. As I said before, it's very challenging to be a human being. But once again, you know, once you actually, and I love your title, you know, Men on Purpose, Be on Purpose. Once you discover what your purpose is, and we all have a unique purpose, you know, unique skills and abilities. And once you discover what that purpose is, then it does. It takes courage to stand up and say, okay, I'm going to live this purpose, no question about it. And I guess for me, well, one thing I think kind of triggered it really for me too that I just now thought of is also at that same time when I discovered that we should be living a lot longer and staying a lot healthy, my father died of lung cancer. And he was the healthiest guy in the world, never sick. But he smoked cigarettes since he was a little kid. You know, he grew up during the Depression. He was kind of a poor street kid, and all of a sudden he died of cancer. So that's when I really realized that, I mean, that obviously wasn't a good choice to smoke cigarettes, right? But he didn't know the difference, you know. And still, that's the same. So many people still don't realize how, you know, just sitting all the time. You've heard that term, sitting is the new smoking. It's just as bad too. So that's what also really motivated me to make the choice and have the courage that I'm going to stand up and I'm going to let people know that we don't have to get old. See, there's a big difference between aging and being old. The actual definition of aging means to become fully mature, to reach your full potential, like fine aged wine. That's good, right? That's what we're here for, to age, right? And you can't stop aging. That's a natural process. But the definition of old means to be worn out, used up, unexcited about your life, unable to care for yourself. And though talking about choices, those are choices. Those are the choices that you make that allow your body to become old and weak and stiff, and then you're kind of stuck. And all these lifestyle choices, you know, what you eat, what you think, how you move your body, how much sleep you're getting, all these things are the choices that are either going to keep you vital and energetic, or it's going to make you become old and sick and die too young. So it does take courage, no question. And I guess, I don't know. I don't know if I have to keep, I always have to keep, you know, inspiring myself in many ways, but not in this regard, because I just know the benefits and how much better it is. And I want to be functioning as best I can all my way. And I got to say this, you know, Jack LaLanne, right? I knew Jack LaLanne a few times. We had some conversations. And I remember one time I saw him interviewed when he was already in his 90s. And they said, Jack, we hear you still exercise 2 hours a day. You must really love to exercise. And he says, no, I'm tired. I hate exercising now. And they go, you do? Well, how can you do it? You know what his answer was?
What?
Because I'm Jack LaLanne, he said. So that's what I'm doing now. Why do I do this? Because I'm America's healthy aging trainer. That's my thing. I have to do this. Yeah.
There you go. And for those of our listeners who are in the younger set, Jack LaLanne was one of the original, like, you know, famous people about getting fit. So thank you for sharing that. So we are going to take a short break right now. And I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Nigeria. We have listeners in 53 countries now. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah. And we are going to be back in just a moment with a little bit more from Rico. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk to you, Rico, about coaching. So we will be right back in just a moment.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Rico Cavaglia, who is the Ageless Living Mentor. And he has been spending the last 20 years of his life really helping people to be bold and never be old. You can find out more about Rico exactly at that spot, beboldneverbeold.com, where you will also find a free ebook about fearless aging. So I encourage you to go check that out. I'm going to say it again, beboldneverbeold.com. So Rico, before the break, we were talking about courage and we were talking about choices, and you mentioned Jack LaLanne, who was kind of like a model in the fitness industry. Mm-hmm. He was like a real trailblazer in the fitness industry. And you know, I know that you actually coach and mentor and serve people. You have a membership community. Can you mm-hmm. talk a little bit about the coaching process for you? I'd like to hear both sides. I want to hear, number one, I'd love to hear a success story from one of your clients that you've coached. And then number two, I would like to hear about the value you have found in receiving coaching in your own life as mm-hmm. you have progressed both as an ageless living expert as well as a business owner.
Great, very nice questions. The one that always comes to mind when I get asked that is, there was this lady, well, I think she was late 60s or maybe even 70. And I think she had a fall. I'm not quite sure. I forgot exactly what her injury was now. It's been quite a while ago, maybe about 10 years. But so she was in this rehab place, and they were just kind of, you know, taking, really babying her and just, you know, thinking that, well, she's an older lady. She's probably just going to be like this because she's going to need to use a walker and all these things. And she just wasn't getting any better. And she was still in this, like a rehab center, and they wouldn't let her go home because they didn't think she could take care of herself. And so when her daughter contacted me and said, Rico, my mom's not making any progress and she's really unhappy. Can you go see her? Maybe you could do with her, you know? And so the first part was, we talk about coaching. You know, coaching is not just giving people instructions, right? It's really finding out what's going on with them and trying to allow them to see what's possible in their life and encourage them for that. So that's what I did. First of all, you know, I really tried to help her to understand that she could improve and she could get back to living on her own and being back home. And she didn't have to accept this and just let, because, you know, in the medical profession, they're so worried about getting sued and all that. They just, oh, well, just take it easy. Just take your drugs and stay in your little wheelchair. So she was mostly in a wheelchair. So, and actually, I've gotten quite a few people out of wheelchairs. It's really easy because most of the time they're just allowed their muscles to get so weak and stiff that that's all they can do. So I just started working with her both mentally and physically and got her a lot more flexible, got her stronger. I'd get her up and have her walk with me. And pretty soon she was back. She could walk good and got to go home again. And she was so happy. So that and like I say, all that is worth it. I mean, obviously, you know, you get paid for your service as well. But that's really, I mean, that was just so satisfying to see that how much happier she was and she could get up and take care of herself again.
Beautiful. So let's talk about you getting coaching, Rico. I'm guessing that you have your own coaches, both in physical fitness as well as probably in your entrepreneurship. So can you talk a little bit about how coaching has been of value to you?
Well, I think it's commonly known now that coaching is known to be the most effective and the fastest, surest way to achieve your goals, you know. And, you know, almost all, and I found, you know, I've been able to work with a lot of highly successful people, and they have coaches and trainers in all different ways because they know it's going to make them more successful. So no matter whatever your goals are, you know, whether it's in health or finance or business or whatever, it's the smartest thing to have a coach. And yeah, all the coaching that I've learned from, you know, it just makes such a huge difference. And I just know that, you know, if, you know, whatever that you're dealing with, there's always solutions, and it's usually just getting some coaching that can make you see things in a different perspective and really just uplift your spirit, so you realize that you have the power, that you can do this. And that's happened to me, you know. You know, we all have our ups and downs, right? And we need some inspiration. So when you're able to talk to a coach, they can really open up your eyes again and see that what's possible and to get out of your funk, you know. And isn't it true, Emerald? There's really only two basic emotions. There's love and there's fear, right? And all the negative stuff that's going on in our life, any complaining or any negative, then we're in this fear mode, and then we got to shift back into the love. And so sometimes we need a coach to show us what we're doing and where we're hanging ourselves up and how to shift back into getting in love. So yes, I mean, coaching is I think it's one of the most important. It's one of that's why it's one of the fastest growing professions in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk now about creation, because oftentimes people go to find coaching when they want to create something new. And in your case, they come to you for coaching to create a different experience of aging. I want to hear from you about your own creation process, because you've written 17 books and training programs, and you have your own podcast, you've got your membership group, you're just creating. So can you talk a little bit, Rico, about your own creation process? And give our listeners a little bit of inspiration about how they can create something different than what they have, whether it's in their experience of aging or in some other area of their life.
Okay. Well, first of all, what I always do is to let people know, you know, that everything is possible. You know, the only limits we have pretty much is what we put on ourselves, you know. So it's all about changing that story, right? We all have those stories going on around what's causing this and why is it happening to me and all that kind of stuff. So it's all about changing that story that's going on of any kind of limitations and any kind of, you know, unhappiness and complaining. So the first part is all about the mental emotional belief system. You know, you got to, first of all, no matter what you want to achieve, you have to believe that you can do it. So I tell people, you know, if you have to believe that you can stay healthy and energetic, that's the first step. And then the rest is actually easy. And once you're convinced and you're committed, and the rest is easy, because all the things, you know, just there's no question, you know, exercise. If you exercise, you're going to get the benefit, right? If you eat whole, organic, real foods, you're going to have a lot more energy and you're going to feel better. So all the things, if you get enough sleep, all those things work. It's just a matter of getting that mindset changing so that you will actually do it. So, well, here's the thing too. I think a lot of people get stuck again on thinking that they're not creative, right? But everybody's creative. But think about this. We're all creating our life, all every moment you're creating. So we have this mindset that, oh, there's only some people that are creative. You know, that we think just creative is just if you can write music, or if you're an actor, or you write a book, or all those things. No, that's just something. Everything is being creative, right? Everybody's creative. Everybody has a creative ability, and everybody's creating their life. So when I realized that, you know, that everything is about creating. So again, it's a mindset. You got to change your mindset and realize that you can create whatever you want, and just take the first step. And, you know, for me, because I have studied so many stuff, you know, I've read so much, I've gone to so many workshops and seminars and learned so much, and then also from my experiences. So now, if I want to create something new, I love to inline skate. That's one of my favorite things. I skate almost every day. And so skating is kind of like moving meditation. You're just flowing and you're feeling so good. And that's when I get so many good ideas. So I say, okay, I think I should do something about stress, because that's a big thing now. So I'll just go out and I'll just be thinking about that. And I get all these ideas, and then I'm so excited to get back and start putting it together. You know, so it comes really easy for me, because I just, now I just allow it to flow in, you know. I never have any blocks. Whenever I want to just create a new thing, I just let it come in, you know.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I've got one last question for you, Rico. It's amazing how quickly these interviews go.
Oh, I know. It does.
So my last question for you is, what is challenging you right now? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, business-wise, what's your big challenge right now?
All the above. I know it is. Well, see, that's another thing. That's why you mentioned the thing about courage. It takes courage to be a human being to age, because no matter what, even myself, you know, still, you know, things happen. You know, I had a bad bicycle accident, and one of my legs has been staying numb for a long time. So that's been a big challenge. You know, I'm not being able to be quite as strong and as fit as I want to be. But I have to realize there's a reason for that, because then that's making me slow down and get a little bit more into my spiritual path. So life is always challenging, and we're always going to have challenging. You know, we're never going to get it. And you know, the old saying is, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, you know. So we got to be adaptive. We got to keep changing. We got to keep creating. We got to stay courageous. And I mean, all these things, you know, financially too, you know, business and everything is, it's always challenging. And I, you know, I want to have a podcast like yours where people are around the world, you know, so that's pretty challenging. I'm going to try and model you.
All right.
Well, I don't know how you did it.
Awesome. Well, we can maybe talk about that after the show.
I want to. Please. Let's do that.
Beautiful. Yeah. We're in 53 countries, and I'm very excited about it.
How cool is that? That's
so cool. Very exciting. So I want to just say thank you, Rico, to you for coming and being on the show. I want to remind everyone that you can go to BeBoldNeverBeOld.com. And from that place, you will be able to find out more about Rico's membership program. You'll be able to find out about his free ebook that he has available for you there. And please definitely check in with him on your own lifestyle. And let me say something too to those who are listening to the show who are maybe in their 20s or 30s or 40s. Now is the time to start thinking about what's going to be happening in your 70s, 80s, 90s, and 120s. Now
that's
is the
right.
time to think about that, not later. So I highly encourage you, no matter what age you are, to reach out and get in touch with Rico. And listeners, we really love feedback, so please let us know what you thought of the show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep those ears open, and remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.